right, we're moving on to item 13, action item delegation of rulemaking authority. Robin?
For the record, my name is Robin Rikers of the Coastal Fisheries Division. And again, this item deals with the delegation of rulemaking authority to the executive director. Under Parks and Wildlife Code 79002, the commission has the ability to delegate to the authority, delegate authority to the executive director to modify state coastal fisheries regulations to be consistent with federal regulations in the EEZ. This, of course, just places this item in proclamation to be used as needed in the future. Public comments, we've had 7 people in agreement with the public comment. As I mentioned yesterday, we had 2 in disagreement, and as of yesterday morning, I received a 3rd from the Texas Shrimp Association in disagreement to this proposed rule. With that, commissioners, I would recommend that we adopt the proposed rule without changes as published in the Texas Register.
I got the Texas Shrimp Association letter, and I don't believe that nobody signed up to testify here, but could you address the 75 days.
Well, I wish I could. I'm not totally certain what their claim about the 60 and 75 day is. I believe.
Good. I'm not the only one that doesn't understand.
Within the federal. Within the federal statute, they can have the season up to 75 days, but in that particular instance of closure, they're matching our request to have them close federal waters, not the other way around. You know, that certainly isn't the way we would believe we would apply this rule. This rule would be in application to some in-season closures that may occur on other species. At least that's how we would recognize this rule right now. We wouldn't think that it would apply to shrimp at all in this case. Yes, I will talk to Ms. Anderson and try to clear that up with her.
Chair, Mr. Parker.
So let me get this real clear in my brain. Does this have anything to do with any suggestive coercion from any federal agency that we adopt, for instance, their 2-bag limit on red snapper? Would this have any effect on that?
No, sir. This would allow in times when we felt like there was a need to meet the federal rule, which did take place, which often is an in-season type of closure. For instance, shallow water grouper, where they close, they only have, or deep water grouper, where they only have 1 million pounds, it may close mid-year. It might close the day after this meeting, and it may take quite a bit of time for us to actually get that before the commission. This would, in those kinds of instances, allow the executive director to contact the chairman and make that suggestion. And then, of course, that would be up to the chairman's discretion at that point, whether we use that avenue to make the closure or whether we did a full commission item to make that.
But it wouldn't have anything to do with them being unhappy because we are leaving our red snapper at 4 and there's a 2 and there.
Well, as you know, Commissioner Parker, they're certainly unhappy, but no, we don't anticipate changing that associated with this rule.
Thank you, Robin. Your work there. Have a motion. Moved by Bevin, second by Brown. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, motion passes.